welcome all of the cyclists to Charlottesville, Virginia. Congratulations.
Don Fraser is a Blacksburg resident whose mother has multiple sclerosis. So 3 years ago, he organized the first Bike the U.S. for MS to raise money for patient care and research. This year, 22 people will make the 3,900-mile trek, and another 18 will go at least part of the way. In Charlottesville, they presented a $50,000 check to Dr. Myla Goldman with the UVA Neurology Clinic, where hundreds of MS patients get care.
I just really am grateful for what they do, but I'm also inspired by what they do.
And you ride a bike?
I've been known to ride a bike, not to San Francisco.
Some people with MS and their family members turned out to say thanks to the cyclists, among them Angela Shaw of Crozet, Marcus Jones of Richmond, and Mike Jennings of Charlottesville.
I'm so grateful for all that you do and all the cuts and scrapes and collisions perhaps you experience along the way. Ride strong, ride strong, ride strong. Thank you.
As a father of two itty-bitty ones, one's 4 and a half and one's 12 weeks, I'm hoping that by the time I'm 50, I'll still be able to walk them down the aisle and do all those things that my father and my mother got to do for me. So I just wanted to say thank you.
You know, someday we're going to get together and have a huge party where MS stands for Mystery Solved, and I hope all you guys are there. So on behalf of my wife, Nancy, I'd like to thank you for everything you do. And tomorrow is our 30th wedding anniversary.
D.C. area rider Jim Oman said the group would cover about 65 miles a day.
Some go faster than others, but everybody gets there.
Many, like Hannah Scopp of Central Illinois, were inspired by people living with MS.
I didn't know before this trip, but my cousin has it, one of my really good friends' mom. So as soon as you do this, you start hearing these stories about awesome people.
Others, like Danny Levitt and Kevin Marshall, were in it for the excitement.
I actually quit my job to do the ride. I just always wanted to cross the country, and raising money for MS was a great way to do it.
I was working in a cubicle. I just wanted an adventure.
And flatlanders like Levitt, Emily Huber, and Harry Friedman said Virginia's mountains made them glad to be here.
Sure, it's going to be hard, but the views at the top, it's all going to be worth it once you see that.
They're not the nicest hills, but they're beautiful, so I'll give them that.
I've just never been in the country roads like this. It is really beautiful. And then we had the cicadas, what, a once in every 17-year event?
The cyclists will do more climbing in Virginia than in any other state on the Transamerica Trail, which runs from Yorktown to Astoria, Oregon. After 2 months of riding and camping, the group hopes to arrive in San Francisco on August 1st. I'm Sandy Houseman.